Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Monday, the 2nd of March 2026. Today's topic is The Foolish at Heart. Our text today is taken from Psalm 14, verse 1 to 7. Verse 1. The fool hath said in his heart, "There is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Verse 4. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Yea, have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Verse 7. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion! When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm 14, verse 1. The fool hath said in his heart, "There is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." A life without Jesus Christ leads to moral decay, spiritual emptiness, and destructive behaviors. Rejecting God's wisdom results in separation from Him and loss of true purpose. God observes human actions and seeks the righteous. The foolish exploit others, but will face divine judgment. You can be wise today by embracing true salvation through Christ Jesus. Salvation comes from God through Jesus' redemptive work on the cross. True wisdom is found in fearing and trusting the Lord for salvation. To remain wise, you must daily embrace God's word and seek His guidance in your decisions. Avoid negative influences that deny God's truth. Use your education as a tool to serve God and positively impact society. Pursue excellence with diligence and faith in God, and display godly character in school and in other social settings. Foolish youths reject Jesus as Lord and Savior, while wise youths seek Him in all aspects of life. Where do you stand? Are you for Jesus or against Him? Remember that those who stand against Him today without repenting will face eternal judgment on the last day. Quote for the day: wise youths seek Him. The challenge for today is: stand for Jesus. Prayer. O Lord, purge me of foolishness to seek You always. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.